Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A Kardashian secret revealed: why Khloe kept her romance under the radar.
You don't want to be this, like, kept secret.
Plus, a heart attack, three strokes, and brain damage. Demi Lovato is holding nothing back about her terrifying overdose.
I've really struggled with this.
Are you entirely sober now?
Today on Daily Pop, because there is a new Aquarius in Beverly Hills. Morgan Stewart's baby girl is finally here. Woo! You guys, yeah. Carissa is out today. So please say hello to the one and only Jordan Sparks, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, we are about to get real black on this show today. But first, Morgan and Jordan shared that Ro McGraw was born on Tuesday. Morgan said 30 hours, 27 apple juices, and 16 pushes later, she decided to join our party. And she's definitely the coolest girl I have ever met. Congrats to the two.
Yes, I'm so happy for her. That's awesome. But then that means soon she'll be back.
I don't think so. I've seen that husband. She's about to sit her ass at home for a minute and chill out.
Baby, I'm happy for them.
How long were you in labor for?
I was in labor for probably 6-7 months.
Oh, wow.
I was probably in labor for six because I adopted. So signing those papers took a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about you?
That's amazing. Me? I was in labor, I think, 2 days, but it wasn't active labor. So I felt the contractions coming, and it wasn't until like a day and a half later that it was so, like, I gotta go to the birthing
center. So it can be 30 hours.
30 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've heard of some horrible situations,
right,
honey. I gained a lot of weight. Did you gain weight?
I did. I sure did.
Get out of here. Well, you guys, Demi Lovato is bearing her soul and revealing she suffered three strokes and a heart attack when she overdosed in 2018. In her new documentary, Nothing is Off Limits. Take a look at this.
Oof. I crossed a line that I had never crossed.
Are we talking about heroin? Are we doing that?
This was the best show you have ever done. It's just only going to get better from here.
Yeah. I have snapped.
What's the emergency?
TMZ reports the second.
Is she alive?
People are gasping.
Her oxygen levels were dangerously low.
I said, what do you mean she's gonna make it?
You're watching all of her blood come out of her body into a machine.
She was like, I can't see anything.
I had three strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil premieres March 23rd on YouTube. I have to ask you guys, do you think it's dangerous for Demi to relive these moments? Or do you think it's kind of, you know, cathartic for somebody to go and relive this in front of the camera?
To be honest, it depends on the person. You know, if somebody's ready to address that and they've worked through their trauma and they've, you know, done what they need to do to get them to a place where they can talk about it without feeling that pull, I think it's a great thing. And also, what did we hear? That she did it because she wanted to be held accountable. By everybody who saw it and knew, because everybody's been following her journey for so long. So I think she seems like she's in a really great place and that she has just really grown and come into her own, and we all are on journeys. So to allow her to do this, it's not my place to tell her how to share her story or how to deal with her story.
But
you know,
can you stop someone who is at the top of their game? You know, you're an artist. You know, when you're so high up on your game and you want to do what you want to do, who is the person? And I think about Amy Winehouse. Who is the person that tells you, okay, it's time to stop?
It's somebody who's not on the payroll. And that's the problem when you have your, and I hate to say this because I don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but I see this a lot of times when parents are on the payroll or family members are on the payroll, the line between me being a manager and me being a mother, a father, a sister, or a brother kind of sort of gets blurred. And you don't want to stop that cash. But I will say, and I know this from watching this preview, is that, and from my own life, addicts are master magicians.
They are
David Copperfield. So when they want to hide something from you, they know how to do it. And she just explained in the longer preview that she was the master of hiding and manipulation. So a lot of times you don't know how bad it is because that person is a G. That person is LeBron James of the hide.
But you think that they can handle it also. I had a friend in the music industry that was doing some things, and I didn't know how to stop him. I'm not on the payroll, but you can say, you would have to lock the person up. You would have to take them and take their hands and put them away to make them stop. So it's a very difficult situation.
But Kim, you and I are friends now. I'm going to be honest. In the height of celebrity, when things were happening, when I wasn't on this show, my fear would be if I call you out about something and tell other people that your career would be doomed. I would feel guilty for, you know, things leaking out and people finding out about your situation and how it could affect your bag. And I know it's not about money, but at the end of the day, your career is your livelihood. So I think I would be afraid to, you know,
you have to be careful.
You can't want something more for somebody than they want it for themselves. So if somebody wants to get better, they're gonna get better, and then you can just support them through it, and you still get to support them in the ways that you can. But I wouldn't know how to.
Well, I think she's seen. I mean, she says she can't really see. She can't drive because it's affected her vision. She has brain damage. You have to think about this. When you really look at it, you say, you know what? Ooh, I was skateboarding and I broke my leg. Some people will go back to skateboarding, but some people say, you know what? I'm good.
I'm
going to let that go.
I'm just happy that she feels like she is ready to share this. Speaking of somebody else who is ready to share, Khloe Kardashian took some heat for getting back together with her baby daddy, Tristan, after he cheated on her. Now, on the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we're getting an inside look at how all the drama played out in Kardashian Basses. Take a look.
So, what's going on with you and Khloe?
I mean, you know, some days are good and some days, you know, she gets a little frustrated about, you know, what's going on with the media.
I don't even think it's to her anymore about, like, getting over the past, like, things that you guys have been through. I think it's just mostly what other people are going to think. But if you were to just, like, explain to her that you don't want to be this, like, kept secret because she is so embarrassed, like, that makes you sad.
Now I have to ask you guys. Would you be embarrassed to get back with an ex that your posse didn't really approve of?
Absolutely, because the posse is rough. I've done that. You know, you kind of get back because this is the thing. You're going to slide back and see if it works. You're not going to just get back with them and tell your friends. You're going to do a couple booty calls or whatever, slide. You got to see if it's going to work before you expose.
But this is the issue, and I tell this to all my friends. You got to pick the one friend who is also a repeat offender. And when you want to talk about your ex, knowing that you're probably going to slide back and get that D, that person can't judge you because she's been on the slip and slide for the last 15 years.
What about
you?
It's a slippery slope. You know, for me, I guess I've never gotten back with somebody that I was embarrassed by.
So. When you're done,
have
you're
you
done.
Ever gotten back? But you weren't embarrassed. When you're done, you're done.
But wait,
when I close that door, it's like,
oh no, I'm a opener all the time. I'm all.
Knock, 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 knock.
All my doors are open right now. Let one of them get divorced and see what happens.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because you're a celebrity, you've been in celebrity relationships. Yeah. Have you stayed in a celebrity relationship because you thought that's what people wanted to see?
I mean, I guess that crossed my mind a couple of times, but I didn't stay because of that. I stayed because I'm one of those people who's, you know, if I'm committed to you, I'm gonna do everything I can before I throw in the towel, right?
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna try to, you know, how can we make this work? But yeah, I thought about that sometimes, but it's the part of that she's embarrassed where I'm just like, so why?
You know why? Let me tell you why.
Love?
No, I'm gonna tell you what it is. She loves that man.
Yeah.
She understands that people make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm her, and I hate to say this, but I'm gonna, you know, compare it to my last relationship. So yeah, you might have cheated on me with four different people, but my last relationship got OD'd in a brothel.
And
I had to go and help him out. So if I can forgive that person and give that person a second chance, why can't I do that for him? And I think the other reason why it's so hard is because no matter how strong we may think we are, we always care about what other people think.
Yeah, it's always going to be in the back
of your
head.
Especially in her position.
Yeah.
Because people
imagine.
Always have an opinion about them. And, you know, oh, she's so this, she's so, why would she get back with him? Because she loves him. We don't know their business.
Yeah.
We're on the outside. We don't really know how he is as a father, how he's to her. He might have apologized to her 1,000 times.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know.
But like you said, fall off that skateboard once, you might get back on.
Oh.
Maybe Tristan fell off that skateboard and was like, this was too much for me to handle.
Yes.
America, turn it on me, it's too hard.
Right. Tristan might go ahead and pop the question.
I think he already did.
Ooh.
But you are going to have to see, because the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians premieres on March 18th, right here on E! Now, coming up, the nasty fight in New Jersey between housewives Teresa and Jackie. If you heard a cheating rumor, would you share it with a friend? We'll discuss it all right next. Why did I say right next?
That's because that's how you talk.
I say right here and next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, things just blew up with my favorite New Jersey housewives. We're talking cheating, drugs, and so much drama last night on the Bravo season premiere. Now, Teresa and Jackie got in a fight after Teresa spread a rumor that Jackie's husband cheated on her. Then Jackie turned the tables on her. Take a look at this.
I need you to admit this was a lie. I need you to admit you were spreading a baseless rumor with absolutely no evidence. It's like the words of somebody. No, I don't give a shit about apologizing. I don't give a shit about that. Listen, I'm not a stupid girl. I'm a lawyer. Okay, well, you know what? I heard that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom at parties, okay? I heard it. I don't know where I heard it from. I mean, I heard from somebody.
You're a fucking bitch.
I mean, but it's the same thing. So how is that not the same?
Now you're
how is not the same?
You're a go
it's not the same.
You.
You're a I'm living the life that you want to live.
What is going on?
I win.
You know you don't. Your husband's cheating on you. That's why you're crying.
First of all, hold the microphone.
What?
This is episode one.
We're
not even talking about episode 11.
That is.
Whoa.
What in the world? I'm smart.
She
I'm
goes,
a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer. I know what you're doing.
So
let me turn around and do it to you as well. First and foremost, if you heard a cheating rumor about somebody's husband, would you share it with them?
Yeah, privately.
Depends. Yeah.
Privately.
On television? They're out of control.
There's just so many things that we've seen over the past years with social media and TV. Like, you can say one thing and it can really ruin somebody's life.
100%.
And like, it's just not something you just toss around. You just can't toss around that stuff. And then she was like, well, let me... She reversed it. Jackie reversed it on her and was like, well, I heard something about Gia. And she was like, I don't know where I heard it from, but it's like the exact same thing that I just can't.
You can't. And, by the way, don't bring in my kids.
Jackie, Teresa's been to jail. She is not afraid.
She's about that life.
To hit somebody, honey.
She is about that life.
She is about that life. This is not the time. I would never, ever share with somebody if I heard a cheating rumor, because it happens too many times,
right,
where you share the rumor with your homegirl, all of a sudden she go back to her man, tell him where the rumor came from and what the rumor was, and then she ends up with the dude and you're banned from the cookout.
And you're banned from, but if it wasn't a rumor, what if you knew for a fact he was cheating?
I'm sending a secret letter. I'm sending a Snapchat.
Anonymous.
I'm a DM.
To whom it may concern.
Yes. Do what you want with it.
Yes.
The other thing that I have that I think is wrong with this whole clip, and I know where Jackie was. She was probably feeling defensive. Mm-hmm. But you can't bring that up about a 20-year-old girl,
right,
who's not a part of the show.
Yes.
You know, saying that she knows that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom. Unless you gave me the bump, or unless I gave you a bump, or I read you a bump, or you saw, like, with your own eyes.
It's too much.
Kids are off limits.
Yes, don't bring in the children. And it's a rumor, and I don't know where I heard it from. No, you know where you heard it from.
But that's what she got scared. She's like, I mean, I don't know where I heard it from. Because she was like, oh, you did do 11 months in county.
But did you see what she said at the end of the clip? I win. So it's all about winning. To them, it's all about winning. She was like, I win. What?
It's terrible.
You don't win, then you can bring in my kid. No, mm-hmm. you lose, because now the world is looking at you like, you went
too far. Honestly, I just hate that they're arguing at...
Yeah, I hate it too. I'm like, I hate it too. I hate it. I don't like watching it.
It does make great TV. I get that part, but then I watch it and I'm like... Secondhand embarrassment. It's so cringy. I'm just like, oh.
It's a lot.
But
it's
you watch all the episodes, because now I want to know.
Now you want to know.
I want to know, is the husband cheating? I want to know if the daughter's doing cocaine. I want to know.
I want to know all the details.
You guys, I'm about to say something that I never thought I would say ever in my life. Mandy Moore is pissed. Well, Mandy Moore, I like saying her name, posted an Instagram story that her blood is boiling after a publication backed out of an interview because she refused to talk about a touchy subject. Mm. Now, although Mandy didn't go into details about all the tea, she did hint that it's most likely about her ex-husband, Ryan Adams, who she's accused of psychological abuse in the past. Whew. Now, I gotta know, who's right here, Mandy or the publication, for not going through with the interview?
It's a slippery slope, because on one hand, I understand not wanting to talk about something that you've already talked about to death.
I get that.
I don't want to talk about it again. Thank you so much. But we have so many other things to talk about. So I get that. At the same time, your guys' jobs are to, and journalists are to talk about the hard stuff and the things that people really want to know about and get underneath. So if they're like, well, I don't want to, we shouldn't do this interview because we want to get into this, that's completely within their right to say that. But at the same time,
they should have gone ahead and done the interview and then just not aired it or published it or whatever. You don't do that, because
that's a good point.
That's what they should have done. Don't be rude to me after I've gotten hair, makeup, wardrobe or whatever ready for this interview, and now you're going to tell me, because now, next time you ask me for an interview,
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. Good
that's
luck.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
No, I think you're right, and I agree with you. I will say, though, being a celebrity, you always know how to give somebody something without giving them because y'all are aces at running around a question in a circle,
Let me just sip my tea.
And you're right. You already know. And it's our job to try to get it out of you. And on the other hand, as a journalist, I know the minute the PR person says, don't ask about Ryan, don't ask about her pregnancy, don't ask about this, the minute I say, hey, girl, what's happening? How you feeling? And she'll be like, girl, this pregnancy is terrible. I hate Ryan Adams.
No.
Like, it all starts pouring out.
Yeah.
So I think for Mandy Moore, I agree. I do not want to be, you know, defined or asked about somebody else's bad behavior.
And then it's old news. I remember when I had that show, Old Drama, I interviewed OJ, and the first time, this was right after.
Oh, this story's good.
They gave us cards, big blue cards, and they were on the table, said, do not ask about the trial.
Ooh.
He is here to talk about his kids. I was losing my mind. I was like, well, I almost said, why is he here? You know, we wanted, but everyone wanted to see what OJ was going to say. And I didn't ask about the trial, but I said everything I could.
Alluding
like,
to it.
You killing me? Pass me that knife. Yeah.
Oh my God. This,
yeah, I was silly.
Get out of here. She is a fool. Up next. Do you want flawless skin like a celebrity? We're sharing our exclusive deals on the hottest beauty products. Don't go anywhere. You are such a fool. I'm gonna get my lawyer up in here.
He said, pass me that knife. Pass me that knife.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Liliana is back with some deals for reals, and it's all about my favorite topic, skincare.
Justin, I knew this segment was going to be your jam because you care so much about skin. I do too. This is like something that I spend so much time and effort on, and we're going to get your skin gorgeous today. And all you have to do is grab your phones to scan the code on the bottom of your screen. That little QR code is going to give y'all access to exclusive deals on these head-to-toe skincare products that I curated just for you. Okay, let's start with serums. I get asked this question all the time. Where does the serum go in your skin routine? It goes before your moisturizer. It's like the first thing that needs to penetrate. And this serum is from Objective Wellness. It has been a favorite of mine forever. I mean, just look at the name, you guys. Like, do I need to tell you anything else? It's called Dream Skin, right? Dream Skin. That's what we all want.
That's all we need.
That's all we need. And this is a nighttime serum. It's got lavender and it has a natural retinol alternative that I really like. It helps give you smoother, softer, more hydrated skin. And it happens while you sleep. So it really does define the word beauty rest. And y'all are not dreaming when I say that you guys can get this for $15 off the regular price. So scan that QR code if you haven't already.
You know I'm down for a deal.
Always down for a deal. All right. When it comes to moisture, oils are the holy grail. They have saved my skin, especially this winter. But the thing is, there's so many oils out on the market, I get confused. But the good news is, you only need one oil in your routine. This, Justin, is the oil that you need, y'all.
Do you do it day or do you do it night?
Okay, this is what I love about this. You can use this one day and night, which is what makes it such an incredible value. This is the Renew Pure Radiance Oil. It's from True Botanicals. This is like a celeb favorite. And like I said, you can use it AM or PM. You can use anywhere from 2 to 10 drops, depending on what your skin actually needs. I usually use about 4 to 5 on my face in the morning. Ooh. It rubs in beautifully. It really gives a hydration boost, and it also helps reduce those little fine lines that are so pesky. Not only is this one of the most luxurious oils I have ever used, it actually works. No, so no. It's not only beautiful to put on your skin, but it actually works, y'all. It's about $110, but they are offering us 15% off. Do you see? Isn't that incredible?
I love that you don't need a lot.
No,
you just need like a few
drops. That's
and it. My hand is already 10 years younger.
Literally, in a second.
10
Look
years
at that,
younger.
Y'all. 10 years younger, just like that.
Put that on my butt. Let's do it.
All right, now I love a twofer. You guys know that. So next we have a fantastic duo from The Route. By the way, how cute is their packaging? This right here is called the Little Glow Duo, and it includes mini versions of The Route's Party Peel and the Girlfriend Primer. Now, I do know that some people get really scared when they hear the word peel. You get a little bit nervous, but the Party Peel is gonna get you help. It's gonna help you get glowing skin, party ready at home. You don't need a trip to the derm or the spa. What I love about it is that it's super gentle, but it works. And it's like that perfect little skin pick-me-up. You know when you have an important date or you've got an important Zoom call, or sometimes you just want a self-care moment. You wanna look in the mirror and be like, damn,
right?
I look good. That is what's gonna help you get this. And we also can't forget about the Girlfriend. This is a hybrid skincare product. So it's a makeup primer, and a skincare product all in one. It's meant to really calm, soothe, and hydrate the skin. You can use it on its own under your makeup, or you can use it post-party peel. They're like the ultimate combo. You want to use these together.
This is bomb, too, because when you travel, you feel like
yes.
you can't bring your whole kitchen
yes,
sink.
And
you
guys,
know what I mean?
This company has been one of my favorite launches in the last year in 2020, and this is like a little mini sampler of everything in the Route's collection, and you can score both of these for 25% off. All you need to do is use that code. Okay, Let's do real talk now. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing, y'all. Teens, not the only ones who get zits. I get pimples all the time. I've had one right here that will not go away. And these patches from the clog have completely saved my face. I recommend these to everyone. So anytime I have a zit, what I do is I open up one of these little packets. These are called hydrocolloid patches. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
Okay, so what you do is you peel off one of these little stickers, okay? They're clear, so you can wear them like daytime or nighttime, and you just put it over wherever the trouble area is. Like I said, I know where my zit is.
Right where your mask is.
Literally feel it right here, right where that mask is. And then what it does is it absorbs all of the impurities and secretions that are buried in that pimple. I know it sounds icky, but y'all, they do the job, and they also protect the area from bacteria. They also let your skin breathe. They are also clear, so like I said, you can like wear them during the day, nobody will know. And these are already a steal. You get 42 for $6, but the clog is giving you another 15% off.
Get to my favorite part.
Okay, here's the best part, right? We can't talk about skincare without talking about skin, the skin that's all over our bodies. I know we focus on our face, but y'all need to focus on everything else too. And that is why I love this product from Elemis. You get the body brush, which Justin is holding, okay?
Everything.
And you get the oil as well. Now, if you have not been body brushing, you need to start today. Justin, do you body brush?
Every day, twice a day. I'm a mess. Like, I am crazy over this thing.
Okay, y'all, it has so many skin benefits. So not only does it help you exfoliate, but it helps with circulation, even cellulite. And you always want to make sure that you are brushing up towards the heart. You want to brush up like this on the arms towards the heart. Once you have brushed your entire body, by the way, this also comes off so you can use it handheld as well. And if you don't have somebody to reach those hard to reach areas, you use the stick. Then what you're gonna do is you follow up with this oil. Your skin is going to feel smooth and toned. This two-step daily routine is gonna give you like glowy, supple skin head to toe. It normally goes for $88, but you're gonna get a nice 25% off discount. So go ahead and get one. Justin already took three,
literally, right now.
He's like walking off the set with the props right now. That's how good it is. So if you want this, remember you can shop every single item I selected right now just by scanning the QR code, or you can
nothing
head
to
eonline.com. Justin, you better check out.
Nothing to see here.
And y'all, just so you know, E may get a commission for sales made through the site. Get your skin in tip-top shape. Did Justin leave with all my skincare products?
Just nothing to see here.
Just nothing to see here, y'all. Keep it moving. How good is... All right, Justin, do you want me to do this for you?
Yes, please.
All right, guys, still ahead. The big step Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles just took. Are they dry brushing each other in private? They might be. We've got all the news coming up. Take care. You're so crazy.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Let's set that clock for 60 seconds and get right to the headlines. The CBS sitcom Mom is ending after its current 8th season. It comes a day after its star, Allison Janney, said it was odd working without Anna Faris. Anna left the show last season. The finale is set for May 6th. Former first daughter Malia Obama just landed a cool new gig, a writing gig. Malia, who's 22, has reportedly joined the writer's room for a potential series that Donald Glover is producing for Amazon. Okay, Donald. The Hollywood Reporter says Malia was recruited for the show, which is supposed to be about a Beyonce-type public figure. Malia is set to graduate from Harvard this year. Go, Malia! Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are taking the rap party from their movie, Don't Worry, Darling, to London. A source tells E the two left this week to Harry's homeland. But we're told that's where Olivia's estranged husband, Jason Sudeikis, is right now with their two kids. And Olivia wants to spend time with her kids. It just so happens Harry is from there. Justin, do you think Harry will meet the kids?
No, no, no. Y'all just started dating, no. No, 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 no. Let him go see his mama in England. You come see your kids, and we gonna kick it. You know what I mean?
So silly.
Are you ready for some Papa Love?
Yes.
In today's Papa Love, Kaley Cuoco's Valentine's message is getting her in trouble. She dedicated a post to her husband, Carl Cook, writing, "I don't remember a moment before you entered my life. What a boring life that must have been." It's pretty cute. Except maybe to Kaylee's ex, Johnny Galecki, who commented, so,
Would you be pissed if your ex posted this in your face?
Yes.
For the world to see?
Would I be mad?
Yeah.
It depends on the ex, to be honest.
That's true.
It depends on the ex, because I have an ex that I'm, like, it was a mutual breakup, and I'm happy for everything that he does and the things that are good, and now there are others that I would just be like...
You're like, didn't you tell me that on February 14th,
2013? Like, yeah. Break my neck, like, looking at them sideways.
But isn't it IG, like, you see somebody on IG who's not your man, and who do you want, you don't want to bump uglies with, but like you see them 1 month write all these things about this girl, and then 5 months later they write the same thing about another girl.
Oh,
like
yeah.
People do it for IG, but I understand the sentiment behind Kaylee's, you know, post. It's like, you know, I want to be cute and I want to say this to my man. I think she and Johnny have that relationship where he could be like, you know, what's up?
That was funny.
It was funny.
He was like, what about me?
What was all this? For my chopped liver? I love that.
Right?
It'd have been funny if he'd said, you said the same thing about me.
Yeah.
Now that would have been...
I actually would have been great. Would have died. Are you guys hungry?
Starving.
Always.
Yes.
You know I am.
Up next, comfort meals with a healthy twist. We're cooking up the perfect dish to make for breakfast with your one night stand. Stay with us.
If you're sick of the same old coffee, oatmeal, and eggs for breakfast, we've got some new meals that are tasty and healthy. Zung Lewis, author of the Honeysuckle Suckle Cookbook, is joining us now. Honeysuckle.
Yes.
Get it together, Zung.
Hi, Lee.
Okay, as always, you know, you can get our recipes on E! Online. For you, just scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Now, let's start with some sweet lavender latte. That would be the first thing I start with on breakfast.
Yes, so excited.
So, I'm making this with some steamed milk and a shot of espresso. Typically, I would make it with the Vietnamese coffee right here, which is like a very bold, strong coffee, but we're gonna mellow it down with some lavender honey syrup.
Ooh, okay.
So if you guys wanna just pour in your
little shot
of coffee, we have some steamed milk.
This is the espresso?
Yeah, regular espresso works for this recipe too. Okay. And here, I've already infused my syrup with some honey and lavender.
Is this a good solution for people who can't decide between coffee and tea?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It gives you that like floral note that you typically get from tea, but that like jolt from coffee.
Oh, nice.
And Vietnamese coffee is what exactly? I've heard of it and seen it, and I've actually tried it. I just don't know exactly.
It's just very strong roasted coffee. The ones that I use here, this is not exactly Vietnamese coffee, but it's used in a lot of Vietnamese coffee, and it has chicory in there, so it has that like
that
extra oomph in there.
I do love the chicory. Okay, let's move on to the French toast.
So the next one we're gonna make is an orange pistachio French toast.
Yes. Okay.
Now I love infusing my syrups, and that's where the specialness comes in. We have some maple syrup here. And then I've already made it with, and then we just add some orange zest, cardamom, and cinnamon.
Okay.
So in our eggs, we're gonna add some milk.
Oh, in the egg bowl, put some milk.
In the egg bowl, yes.
Okay.
We're gonna
add
some, half a cup.
Okay.
Some brown sugar. Dump the whole thing in
there. Whole thing of brown sugar. Got it.
This is exciting. So, okay, cardamom is actually one of my favorite, like, aromatic herbs and spices to use. For people who don't know about it, where would they get it if they don't find it in their typical store?
Most grocery stores will have them now. A little bit of cinnamon.
Got it.
Some vanilla extract.
Cardamom.
They can find it. Cardamom? Oh.
I don't need...
This one right here?
It's this gray one.
Looks like pepper.
It's a cardamom. It's like a pod, and it's ground up very finely. A little bit goes a very long way.
Yeah.
And to your question, you can find them at a lot of Middle Eastern stores or Asian markets even.
And what does that do for it?
It just gives it that little bit of... depth to it. It's a little spicy, it's nutty.
Okay.
And then we just whisk everything together, and then the orange juice goes in here too.
Orange juice?
Sweetens it up very lightly.
That citrus probably kicks through really nice.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
With the zest too.
I'm excited to try this.
Okay.
And then you just dip your bread and butter up the skillet.
Let's get some orange juice in here.
How much orange juice? Just a little bit.
Half
for
a cup. That looks great.
All right. Yeah, and then we throw
the butter
in there.
And then we butter your can.
How you doing over there, Jordan?
I'm doing good. Ew.
Look at this. You hear that sizzle?
Yes, that sizzle is the best.
I'm just a little bit behind, but I love it.
Got it. All right. That's okay.
So dip your bread in there for a second on each side.
All right. I just need the butter stuck to the spoon. Okay. Dip it into the mixture. Mm-hmm. Each side into the mixture.
And then we'll cook each side for about 2 minutes or until it's nice, light, and golden brown.
And just dip it in there for a second. Ooh.
Move that over real quick.
Cooking. Mm-hmm. And cooking.
So for working parents who are very busy, is this an easy breakfast to put together? My family loves French toast.
Yeah,
I make French toast I think twice a week.
You can make this ahead. The mixture can be made ahead.
Okay.
And then you can cook it off in the morning, just simply dip it. If you want to make it freezer friendly, you can dip it, put it into the oven, cook it for 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. And then freeze it and then just pop it in the toaster in the morning.
That is smart.
Yeah.
I've done pancakes. I haven't thought about doing it with French toast.
It's so good. And
idea.
Then when you reheat it in the toaster, it just gets nice
and this
crispy.
Is it right here?
That's it.
Look how beautiful that is. Look what I did.
Yes.
Let's try
so
that.
So good.
It's gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
Mmm. I taste all the flavors. I taste the orange.
Do you see the cardamom
oh my
too?
God.
Yeah. It just gives it that brightness and it makes French toast, which is already really good.
Yeah.
Just that much more interesting. And then you have the crunch and the raspberries.
And you have the drinking and the drinking.
Easy weeknight breakfast that you can treat yourself with.
I love thank
it.
You
yeah.
so much.
It's delicious.
This
I'm
was
so
fantastic.
Glad.
And your cookbook?
Oh, my damn.
Oh, my damn. She watches my show. You can find. We want to thank Zung. You can find these recipes in the Honeysuckle Cookbook, 100 healthy, feel-good recipes to live deliciously. You can also get them by scanning the QR code with your phones right now and take those recipes right there to eat online. Get that QR code. Up next, the dresses stars like Lady Gaga, Kim Kardashian, designer Laquan Smith is here, Woo! And he's got a big announcement. I can't talk with food in my mouth.
It's
that's
okay.
the problem. Thank
that's
you,
right.
Zell.
We sell it.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I hope you liked it.
It was good.
It is New York Fashion Week, and joining us now is a man who has dressed some of Hollywood's most influential women. Please welcome fashion designer extraordinaire Laquan Smith, everybody. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm wonderful. How are you?
You know what? I am good. Fashion Week is happening right now. For people out there who don't know, including myself, how these crazy shows get put together, how much time does it take to put together, you know, from start to finish, a presentation at this, you know, amazing event?
Yeah, I mean, typically, you know, you have about 6 months, you know, to be able to come up with, you know, a brand new collection, being able to, you know, conceptualize from, you know, sketching and illustrating the fabric sourcing to fittings and sample making to actually having like, you know, the proper garments, you know, from pretty much sketch to reality. They say you have 6 months, but in all reality, it actually feels like 3 months. You know, obviously due to COVID, there's been so many crazy delays with factories and things like that. But yeah, we're doing what we need to do as being a creative, you know, force in the industry.
For you guys who don't know who Laquan is, he's dressed Beyonce. Hello, J-Lo, some Serena Williams. He's the creative genius behind Gaga's 3 leggings and Rihanna's chainmail bodysuit in her Rude Boy music video and Kim Kardashian's latest fragrance launch. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Of all the women in Hollywood, who are you dying the most to dress?
You know, literally, I am just thrilled to be able to, you know, have my clothes, you know, be incorporated in these women's closets. You know, it's definitely a dream to be able to obviously dress Beyonce and Rihanna. These have always been, you know, the women and icons that I wanted to dress. But I think more importantly, it's really just exciting to be able to have these women be inspired by and empowered by the clothes that I'm creating.
Amazing. Now it's Black History Month. And being a Black designer, you know, in this game can sometimes be hard, but I heard that you're teaming up with somebody and doing something to make sure other young designers don't have the same struggles as you. What is that?
Well, you know, I think for me, you know, it's really about my story and my testimonies and realizing that, you know, the things that I'm doing are way much more broader than I am, you know? So I think that, like, you know, with the partnerships and the collaborations and all of the barriers that I am breaking, so to speak, I think that it's inspiring. And I find it very, very important to be able to, you know, embrace the youth because, you know, when I was growing up, there was a lack of representation within the fashion space, you know? So if I'm able to be a contribution to, you know, someone's inspiration, to me, that's golden.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of collaborations, I heard you're partnering with an amazing, iconic brand. Tell us about this Puma deal and the bag.
Well, I can't say too much, Justin, but, you know, I'm very excited about my next partnership. You know, I have always, you know, dreamed of working with a major athletic brand. So I'm very excited. I mean, I'm really excited to be able to bring something hot to the table. And you're just going to have to wait and see what we're working on.
How are you planning on, you could just tell me this, incorporating your own vision into something so iconic like Puma? It almost feels like it would be my biggest struggle, where my voice wouldn't get lost in the brand and the brand not to get lost in my voice. Does that weigh on you when you take on something this big?
I wouldn't say that it weighs in on me. If anything, I take it as a source of inspiration. You know, I'm looking at it like I am, you know, incorporating or I am bringing something very fresh and new and innovative to, you know, to the table, you know, and the very thing that, you know, why women want to wear Laquan Smith is because it's luxurious, it's sexy, it's glamorous. And I don't know any woman that doesn't want to feel that. So, you know, being able to bring, you know, this this level of quality and exclusivity and just sort of the idea of, you know, what it means to look unapologetically glamorous. I'm very excited and I'm inspired to be able to somehow incorporate that into the sportswear realm.
Amazing. I need some of that. Thank you so much, Laquan, for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm gonna call my mother and bitch at her for not giving me a better name. After the break, it's National Drink Wine Day, and we're putting the best bottle opening hacks to the test. You don't want to miss it. Let me get my wine ready. Oof, maybe not. Today is Kim Whitley's favorite day. It's National Drink Wine Day, and everybody loves a good wine opening hack. And we just came across two techniques that we want to put to the test. The first hack uses chopsticks and a hand towel. It involves holding a pair of chopsticks together in one hand to push down on the cork while the other wraps the top of the bottle with a towel just in case things get messy. The second hack uses a bike pump. Yes, make sure that's a bike pump and nothing else. You push the needle into the bottle at the side of the cork, and then you're going to pump air into the bottle until the cork pops out. I cannot wait to see old girl do that. We're gonna see which hack works best against the traditional corkscrew. How did Jordan Sparks get the easy one?
Wait a minute.
I'll do the chopsticks. Okay. Kim will try with the bike bump, and Jordan will use the corkscrew.
We're seeing how on fast three, we can
go.
Do this.
Yes. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, wait a minute.
He said 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay,
then 3, 2, 1 again.
Oh my God. Huh? I got it. I think I got it. Yes. Wait. Yes.
Wait, I didn't know it was a bad race. Okay.
Kim, you gotta put it on the side. Yes, now pump it. Come on, Kim. Come on, Kim. Pump it like you know it. Pump it like it's a man. Get it, Kim. Get it, Kim. Oh,
there
we go.
There goes Scott.
Go. Yes. Yes. Put your back into it, Kim.
It's coming.
Push your needle down a little bit.
Will it come
out? It's working. It's working. I think I'm about to pull it out.
I think the chopsticks are the winner.
And why? It will. Oh, there it is. It did work.
By the way, I don't know who has an air pump just laying around at their house.
For real, I know.
But everybody has chopsticks.
That is genius.
I do have chopsticks.
It really is genius.
Oh. Maybe you can pull it.
And then you pull it out.
You gotta pull it out, Kim.
Oh, the needle.
Oh my gosh, the needle.
This is crazy.
Well, you guys, while Kim figures this out, Let's get in shape tomorrow. Join us tomorrow. We're going to be working out with a celebrity trainer. Thank you so much, Jordan Sparks.
Thank you.
I'm going to drink this cheap-ass wine.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, clink.
Oh, my God.